good morning, or good evening, or good afternoon, or good night. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you're enjoying the Sunday hour. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9 read, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." As Paul closes his letter to the Philippians, having told us to be Christ-like, that to live is Christ, and to die is gain, because we are together with Christ, reminding us not to have confidence in the flesh, but to live by the example of Christ, he finishes his letter by saying, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Have peace and joy in the knowledge of God's presence. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." What a thought. If Jesus were standing at my shoulder, how would my behavior change? How would my anger diminish? How would my life be turned towards the noble things, the good things that Christ teaches? In our minds, we need to always keep Jesus near. So he says, the Lord is near. And in fact, through God's Spirit, the Spirit in us, Christ is with us always. And we've been told in Ephesians that part of us is raised and seated in the heavenlies. So in that union that we have with Christ's Spirit, we are with him, he is with us. Goes on to say, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. God welcomes us to come to him with anything that is on our hearts, all our wants and desires. This is how we know the mind of the judge. If we put something, a petition, a request before God, and God does not grant us that request, then it was not his desire for our life. We know he's a loving and good father, so we can trust that what we wanted for ourselves may not have been in our own best interest. Goes on to say, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That knowledge of Jesus being present, that closeness of God to our real and personal life, gives us a peace which transcends understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. The peace that we have may not be evident to those who are in the world, but those who are in the Spirit understand. We trust our Father, and we trust him with all things, and to live with him is to live in Christ, and to die is to be a child of God in heaven. It is our gain. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. We are commended to keep our mind poised for the positive, poised for that which will bless us and bless others, to be reminded of God's sovereign presence in our life at all times, and to be content. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, put into practice. We need to practice these things. We need to practice keeping our mind on the positives. We need to practice reminding ourselves and one another that our God is with us, that He is near. Don't be anxious. If today you're struggling with something, turn in prayer. Give it to the Lord. Let Him hear your cry. Let Him hear your request and trust Him. He loves you. He will hear you. And He will act in your best interest and in the best interest of His kingdom. It's a glorious thing that we are called to. Let us rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice.